This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our breast health, cancer prevention, and female health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. April Speed, the CEO, President of Just Breast, a global breast health and wellness center located in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Dr. Speed, to eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So for starters, Dr. Speed, tell us about your physician background to get things rolling here today.
I do 100% breast care for men, women, and adolescents. I trained at MD Anderson Cancer Center out of Houston, Texas, and it's there where I learned all the specifics regarding all things breast health in regards to breast care, breast cancer, benign breast diseases, and breast cancer education, prevention, and advocacy. So very exciting work and just thrilled to be a part of it.
Certainly timely this month being breast cancer prevention. Now, what should women do when they find a lump?
Well, I like to use what you guys say in New York, if you see something, say something. And whenever there's any sort of abnormality, make sure you let your healthcare provider know right away. That way you can always get teed up for intervention, be it imaging such as a mammogram, an ultrasound, sometimes even MRI. But the main thing is, as soon as you see something, alert your healthcare professional. They'll steer you in the right direction, and that usually involves some sort of imaging to figure out what's going on inside the breast. Not only that, regardless of what you feel in the breast, it's also important to be mindful of what you see. So any skin changes, that's as equally as important as feeling the lump in the breast, any changes in the nipple or underarm. So if there's anything that looks different from your normal, from your baseline, make sure you let someone know. Again, if you see something, say something. Let your healthcare provider be a part of that process.
If you would, get into what is Visica therapy?
Oh, Visica therapy is a fantastic treatment of non-cancerous, what we call benign breast tumors, by using ice. It's cryoablation. And so a Visica therapy is literally freezing benign tumors. Many women need options beyond just a lumpectomy, which is the surgical removal of a benign breast tumor. Visica therapy gives women other options that may not necessarily want to undergo an invasive surgical procedure. So it's a minimally invasive procedure that allows a tumor to slowly dissolve using the aid of ice or freezing over the course of about 6 to 12 months, depending on the size of the tumor.
What is Visica therapy's success rate, and do you see this replacing a traditional lumpectomy one day in the future?
Well, the success rate is over 90% compared to traditional lumpectomy, which is about 60 to about 85%. In terms of replacing it in the future, I think it will have a very significant role in the future as women are becoming more savvy in terms of having more minimally invasive options. Surgery has evolved, Eric, where most of the surgery that we do doesn't involve very large incisions. And so this is no different. And so over time, I think that it will be the preferred method of removing benign tumors and possibly even small, very early stage cancerous tumors. That's a very early study that we're working on right now. But in the meantime, it's FDA approved for non-cancerous or benign removal. It's a wonderful option for many reasons. One is minimally invasive, as I mentioned before. And secondly, it's very minimal scarring and very minimal downtime. This can be done in the comfort of your physician's office.
That's certainly convenient as well. Today we are with Dr. April Speed, the CEO and President of Just Breast, a global breast health and wellness center located in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, here on eHealth Radio's Breast Health, Cancer Prevention, and Female Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What exactly makes this better than ones that doctors have been using for all these years?
Four main reasons. One is that the treatment cycle is shorter than what we've been using in the past. It usually takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Secondly, it's a local anesthetic that's needed. So there's no general anesthesia that's required. thirdly, it's very convenient. It can be done in the comfort of the office, whereas the traditional methods may not involve the office, but an outpatient surgical center. And then very lastly, that's very minimal downtime. I mean, most women go back to work the same day because this is done in an outpatient setting, and you don't even need a driver because the anesthesia is local. And so most women can get on with their day and get on with their busy lives while still having the opportunity to have this breast lump removed in a fashion that is convenient for their schedule.
Dr. Spee, what type of patient would you say benefits from this the most?
Patients that have tumors that are less than 4 centimeters in size, women that have benign breast tumors, we'll know that these are benign because it's always recommended and actually required to have a biopsy prior to undergoing the procedure. Also, women that are interested in having minimal exposure to anesthesia, so women that prefer a local anesthetic approach in order to numb the area of the breast. And then very lastly, in terms of scarring, you know, women that may be concerned about having a large surgical scar that's created by the traditional lumpectomy offer the wonderful opportunity to have very minimal scarring with this particular procedure. And so, again, it's a very it's a wonderful option for most groups of women that prefer minimal downtime, minimal scarring, and those that offer want to have something offered to them that won't give them the exposure to the anesthetic that may not be very safe in certain patient populations.
Would this procedure have any side effects, and if so, what would they be?
In terms of side effects, again, the side effects are very minimal. Most side effects patients share is just feeling coolness to touch for the first 24 hours after having undergone the procedure. In terms of the numbing, there may be some stinging at the start of the procedure that usually lasts for a few seconds. Otherwise, again, we've had a very good success rate in terms of patient comfort during the procedure and shortly thereafter, and also in terms of long-term comfort as well.
And speaking of long-term, what are the long-term benefits of removing a benign breast tumor?
In terms of the long-term benefits is, for a lot of women, they may experience pain or discomfort in having that tumor present. So being able to remove that tumor by the slow resolution of the cryoablation that physical therapy offers, it'll offer them the comfort that they've been seeking. Very wonderful long-term benefit is just having the comfort and peace of mind of not having to feel the tumor in the breast. For a lot of women, it's unsettling to have a lump in the breast that feels unnatural. They feel that it should not be there, but they've had the benefit of having that removed and not have to worry about it, be consumed with it in the long term. And it's permanent results. So oftentimes women may ask, well, is this something that will return or come back after I've had this procedure done? And again, the success rate is well over 90%. And so many of them can have a permanent solution in the long term that is of extreme benefit because it gives the women the peace of mind that they need.
Well, Dr. Speed, it certainly has been our privilege and pleasure to have had you, especially as we focus in on breast cancer awareness, and certainly do appreciate all the insight and information here today on this episode of eHealth Radio. Where can folks be in touch and get more information?
They can be in touch at www.draprilspeed.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, easy enough, Dr. Speed, have a great day, and thanks so much for your time spent with us on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. April Speed, the CEO and president of Just Breast, a global breast health and wellness center located in Metro Atlanta. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's draprilspeed.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Breast Health Cancer Prevention and Female Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.